The question is, are you allowed to eat Shabbos morning before davening? So the answer is, most people don't eat before davening. The Gemara says you're not supposed to eat before davening. Fine. Shabbos morning now, you have a trickier question. What about Kiddush? Are you allowed to eat before Kiddush? So we know the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch it says, that on Shabbos morning, that the Kiddush of Kiddusha Rabbah, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Yitom kodem mokum kamo b'kiddush b'layla. So in other words, you daven Shachar Shabbos morning, you're about to make Kiddush, don't have a snack before you make Kiddush. Pretty basic Judaism 101, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Now I ask you a trickier question. Let's say you have to eat before davening. So let's if it's a regular person eating before davening, you know, the whole question doesn't start. You're not supposed to eat before davening. Everything is very simple. Of course, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So Shabbos morning, before you go to shul, you're a regular, healthy person. Of course, you're not allowed to eat. Now let's say the doctor tells you, look, it's you know, you have a chazin coming to the shul. It's not going to get out of there till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's better that you take a little bit of bite to eat Shabbos morning before you go davening. Are you allowed to, or do you have to make Kiddush before you eat at this point? Yes? No? You say no. You don't have to make Kiddush. Why not?
The way I understand it is, if you can't hold out, it's a long davening Shabbos.
So you have to make Kiddush.
You could have a piece of cake. I don't know if you can have a whole
meal. I'm okay with the piece of cake. I'm great. So your doctor tells you have to have a piece of cake. I'm totally okay with that. Doctor says, doctor's orders, fine. My question is, do you have to make Kiddush before that piece of cake?
I think so.
That's the question. So you say yes, no. So you can say, well, I don't know. So he's saying no. So what about here? So let's talk it out. Well, in general, a person's not chayiv in Kiddush until he davens. That's why. And it's really a non-issue on it for a regular healthy person because you're not eating anyway before davening. So in general, Kiddush is not chal until Zman Su'udo. When Zman Su'udo? When you daven. But here you have a trickier question because your Zman Su'udo kind of has just been pushed earlier before davening. So says the Be'er Halacha, one liner, it's going to scare you. Listen to this Be'er Halacha. In Reish Beites, he writes, Umi shehutru lo lechol, lishtos kodem tefila. Doctor orders you need to have a piece of cake, right? Coffee cake, chocolate cake, whatever you want. The doctor orders you have to have it. Kagon chula refua to make you healthier. I don't know how chocolate cake is going to make you healthier, but I guess you have a good doctor. Okay. He tells you a piece of chocolate cake is good. Now, what's the halacha? Pashut, says the Mishnah Be'er Halacha. It's obvious. It's simple. Shedetzarch l'kaddish mitchila. You need to make Kiddush beforehand. Anyone do this? Anyone make Kiddush and you have your piece of cake in the morning? Presumably, this is a big Kiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. But the Be'er Halacha is saying it's pasha. It's obvious you have to make Kiddush. And why? Because now your Zman Suda has been pushed up before davening. Now you got to make Kiddush. Does anyone disagree with this? Comes along with Chuvis van Hagos and Rav Sternbach, and he writes, he says, well, it depends what you're eating. If you're just having a piece of cake, your doctor just said you just have to have one piece of chocolate cake, that's it, that's fine. Or you have a couple of fruits, probably your doctor most likely said, have some fruits, have a piece of cheese, have a drink, whatever it is, have something a little bit healthier than a piece of cake, but he tells you to have something small. In that case, there's a Chuvis van Hagos, that's not what the Be'er Halacha is talking about. He's only talking about when you have a seuda kavua, when you have a set meal. You take out your bread, you put on your bib, you take out your fork and knife, you set it up. When you have a set meal like that, that's when you need to make Kiddush beforehand. Otherwise, no Kiddush. Comes along the Uz Nidbru, and he says, especially, what about the person whose doctor didn't tell him that? He just wants to have a piece of cake because his father had a piece of cake, his grandfather had a piece of cake before davening. He knows the rabbis tell him not to have a piece of cake. He knows that he's going to have a piece of cake anyway. But now he feels a little guilty. Okay, look, I'm having my piece of cake no matter what, he says, because my father did, my grandfather did, but should I make Kiddush? Says the Uz Nidbru, don't make Kiddush. You know why? Because you're doing it be'isser. You shouldn't be having the piece of cake, so paka your chiyuv of Kiddush. Your chiyuv of Kiddush went out the window. It hasn't started yet, or it hasn't even actually come about, so therefore that person should not make Kiddush. But if the doctor orders it, Be'er Halacha says you make Kiddush. Rav Sternbach says only if you have a real meal. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, and he says like this. In two tshuvas, one back-to-back, one is a few years earlier, although it's the later tshuva and is safer. So in Tav Shin Chav Gimel, you could figure out the year, whatever that is. Tav Shin Chav Gimel, what is that, 1963. 63, okay. In 1963, at the end of a tshuva, he writes, what about Echad Shemuchrach Lecho B'Shabbos Boker with Nei Tefillah? It's before davening, and he has to eat because his doctor said, does he need to make Kiddush first? So he quotes the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha says he got to make Kiddush. The Igros Moshe says, why is that so obvious? The Mishnah Berurah just takes it for granted. He says, it's Pashut. It's obvious you have to make Kiddush. Says the Rav Moshe Feinstein, he doesn't really understand that. He said, just because you're sick, it doesn't mean that your chiyuv of Seuda has now come an hour or two earlier. He says, there's no chiyuv Seuda. He says, Tzarechin b'pshitusa. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say it's so obvious you need to make Kiddush? However, says the Igros Moshe, Avval kolpanim l'maisa kvar horazakin. The Mishnah Berurah already paskin, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, and therefore who are we to argue on him? And therefore he says, you make Kiddush before davening. Uh-oh. Anyone here make Kiddush if they have a piece of cake before davening? It's not the minhag here. You have Mishnah Berurah says to make Kiddush, and you have Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you have to turn back two pages in the Igros Moshe to find the reason why not. He says, similar in the two pages earlier, this is a tshuva from, I think, a few years later, Tav Shem Chaf, some Chaf Gimel. So now we're a little bit later. I know what the other one was, Chaf Aleph. Okay, so we're a few years later. He says, what's the halacha? He says, it depends what you're eating. Again, if you're having a seuda, a complete seuda, you're having bread, you're sitting down and washing, then I understand you need to make Kiddush beforehand. If you're just having pas mevushalim, or what a mizonos mevushalim, which I think Cheerios would constitute mevushalim, it's not something which you really could be yotze Kiddush on Cheerios. Piece of bread, you can make Kiddush on the piece of bread. You can't really make a piece of Kiddush on Cheerios according to most poskim. Some say yes. If that's the case, you're not really having a seuda, and therefore he says you should not make Kiddush. So halach l'maisa, it seems to be, if you're having a real meal before your doctor says you must have bread, you must have a big piece of bread and eat a whole meal, meat, hamburger, whatever you're eating, steak, whatever, cholent, early cholent Shabbos morning, you have to have it with a piece of bread. If your doctor tells you that, you do make Kiddush according to both the Igros Moshe and Retshuvos Hanogos, and for sure the Be'er Halacha. If you're just having a mizonos or fruits or a drink or cheese or something like that, it seems pretty clear that you should not make Kiddush. However, the simple understanding of the Be'er Halacha is you should make Kiddush beforehand. Final question is, what about the viber? What about the wife? So now, your wife, everyone knows the famous halacha based on Magen Avraham and others, that women don't, even though they have a chiv to daven, they can daven, especially if they've got little kids at home, they can be yotze, they're davening Shabbos morning by saying, you know, I love you God, thank you God, please God help me, or something like that. About kasha, you have to have certain aspects of tefillah, but if you just say that, now you've yotze their obligation of tefillah Shabbos morning. So now the woman says that, she wakes up, she davens for 30 seconds, her kids are crawling all over her, now she doesn't have to daven anymore. Fine. Now she wants to go down and have Cheerios. She feeds the kids Cheerios. She wants Cheerios for herself. Does she need to make Kiddush or not? You're saying yes. Why? Because now she's already davened. So if anything, for her Zman Seuda has presumably started, and now she needs to make Kiddush. Comes along the Igros Moshe and says, not so fast. Not so fast. In a different Igros Moshe, he says, you know what? Even though a woman is davened already, her Zman Seuda, her Seuda time hasn't started yet. Why not? It's not so PC, but what's the reason? Huh? Husband's not home. And a woman is Mishubedes. We're not going to translate Mishubedes. Mishubedes, you know, especially in the Yom, you know, it's Erev, you know, the Monday. So Mishubedes is Mishubedes to her husband. So what does that mean? Some woman is based on her husband. Her husband's still davening. Her husband's only up to Hodu and Shul. And she wants to make Kiddush. It's not Zman Seuda yet for her, says Rav Moshe. She does not need to make Kiddush. That's a wild Kiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which says a woman does not make Kiddush. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasi says, that's crazy, he says. Rav Shlomo, he quotes the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Why is it that a woman is so subservient to her husband, mishubed to her husband, that now she's not able to eat anything before, or if she eats, it's not considered Zman Seuda? Trust me, a husband would love nothing more for his wife to be happy and eat early in the morning. So, therefore, if that's the case, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, she should make Kiddush beforehand. Halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? Really, it boils down to the poskim across the way. It seems to be the minhag olam is a husband. Usually, if he has to eat before davening, he does not make Kiddush unless he's really having a full meal. But a woman who does eat before davening, if she's already davened, or a little bit that she davened, really should make Kiddush according to the majority of poskim. And even Rav Moshe Feinstein says if she's a single girl, then, and she's not meshubit to a husband, or your daughter who's not married, then if that's the case, she definitely should make Kiddush before she eats Shabbos morning.